Okay, hello, and welcome to the latest episode of Innovations in Education, eSchool News' podcast on the latest and greatest happenings in ed tech in K-12 education this week. I'm Kevin Hogan, and I'm glad you found us. On this episode, we investigate once again how education has changed as the result of the pandemic. There are probably too many ways to count, right? But some stories posted to eSchool News last week highlight three. First, the use of video, especially in coaching for teachers. Second, bringing parents more closely into the learning equation, since we all became teaching assistants with the remote setup. And then number three, the importance of network and device security, as schools are now one-to-one and they won't be going back again. First, Violet Christensen and Courtney Groskin, they are learning coaches at St. Vrain Valley Schools. They get big picture in their piece called Three Keepers from Teaching in a Pandemic. They hit on a number of changes, but this one really resonated with me. They write, when we step back and think about the major shifts in education practices during the pandemic, one thing that stands out the most is the normalization of video. Teachers never got into education to become YouTube sensations, but they sure have risen to the challenge. Due to COVID and distance learning, many educators jumped in and began creating digital content for their students so they could continue learning. If teachers were not creating flip videos, they were meeting with students live via video platforms such as WebEx and Zoom. They go on. You might ask, how does this all relate to coaching? Well, more than a year ago, when we would ask educators to submit a video clip of their classroom or teaching, it brought up a lot of angst or trepidation. But now teachers are more than willing to capture video. It has become a part of their everyday life. And I think this is a great thing. All the years I've written about the potential for video in the classroom, not only in instruction, but in professional development, where you would have companies come in and say, well, hey, we're going to install class cameras in all the classrooms so everyone can watch the teachers at work. No way did that ever happen. But now, well, I think it might be a thing that everyone's comfortable with. Next. In her story, Three Ways Families Can Support Students Learning at Home, Joyce Beckles-Knights, she's the principal at Brooklyn Landmark Elementary School, takes a look at the new dynamics between schools and parents. She writes, at Brooklyn Landmark, we recognize that part of supporting student success is supporting families. Research shows students who have families engaged in their learning are more likely to attend school regularly, have improved social skills and behavior, and achieve high levels of academic performance. One of our goals is to build the capacity of our families to make supporting their child's learning as easy and accessible as possible. She has a number of tips. I'll tease you with just two of them. Go up to eSchoolNews.com.